Long Island Railroad officials call it Darth Vader. It weighs 80 tons and sports a bladed face that looks vaguely like the Star Wars villain's mask. The railroad purchased it early last year at a price of $1.5 million. Its task is simple: to rumble along the tracks, clearing away snow so trains can operate during blizzards. But despite all the snow this month, Darth Vader has remained sidelined. Railroad officials say that's because it has a very specific purpose: to tackle only the largest snowdrifts, ones that tend to accumulate out east. Aaron Donovan is a spokesman for the railroad.
The heaviest of snowstorms, the most blizzard-like conditions one can imagine, but this particular snowstorm, as bad as it was, did not reach that level.
Donovan says while Vader has sat out all the snowstorms over the last year, the railroad uses it for routine purposes, like digging ditches. Meanwhile, smaller vehicles equipped with air jets and brushes kept the tracks clear and the trains running during the last two storms, although at a reduced weekend schedule. And Donovan says when the day comes to deploy Vader out east, it will free up those smaller machines to clear the busier tracks in the west. For WSHU, I'm Will James.